This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The dreaded pandemic has caused us to cancel all face-to-face contacts, the general meetings, shack mornings and RSL lunches. No more eyeball QSOs until further notice. I know how much our AHARS members like to catch up at the general meetings on the third Thursday of the month, so I decided to run another AHARS net on that night. It's very well supported, and the overwhelming response of the people taking part wanted to have this one each week. Remember, this runs every Thursday night from 8 p.m. on the AHARS VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. Another net you might like to see if you can join in is the Northeast Radio Club's Corona Coffee Club net on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. This is a simplex net on 146450 MHz, the NERC's secret men's frequency, and is run largely from the northeast suburbs. I'm surprised how many people from quite a long way away can join into this net each week. If you have not paid your subscriptions for 2020, membership is now $25. Treasurer Pat is very pleased to see we've had quite a few payments before the discount date of the end of March. You can pay by direct deposit, and the details are: name AHARS, AHARS. The BSB is 105186. The account number is 036248940. You can also pay by cheque or money order and post it to AHARS Inc., P.O. Box 401, Blackwood, South Australia, 5051. Also remember, we're looking for a new secretary, so if you'd like to take up that position, send me an email now and put your hand up. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. You can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few comments from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On Wednesday evening of the 15th of April, Paul, VK5NE, hosted the virtual tech night with presenter Mark Jessup, VK5QI. Various members and visitors listened in on VK5RLZ, 439.975 MHz, or on Zoom. Mark took us through the history of balloon tracking here and worldwide, introduction and demonstration of the electronic sensor transmitters with GPS, and how to track and find and rescue for your own use, as the launchers do not clean up after their debris. The closest Mark got to a descending payload was about a meter right in front of his car. The presentation was streamed interstate on internet by Hayden, a very interesting and informative presentation. On Wednesday 15th morning, I joined the NERC Virtual Coffee Club on 146.450 MHz simplex at 10 a.m. and out of 21 contact names I recorded, 14 I heard at my QTH, a very good exercise in simplex for me. On Thursday night, I joined on the VK5BAR AHARS net, giving me my best week on radio for some time. Another piece of information has come to hand. Science Alive 2020 has been cancelled due to the coronavirus 19. This has come from Grant Piggott, the General Manager of Adelaide Showgrounds, and Brian Hattie, the Event Director of Science Alive. They thanked everyone for their past support and are looking forward to 2021 Science Alive event. The virtual meetings will be on the regular meeting nights at the usual times and dates on the 70 centimeter repeater. All other nets will be on their regular schedule and frequencies as usual. Keep in contact, stay safe, and enjoy your radio. Best wishes to all and their families. Till we meet again, VK5MAK, 73s.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's news from the Southeast Radio Group. Firstly, we hope that you and yours are all fit and well and doing the right things to ensure that we all stay that way. We're very lucky here in Mount Gambier, as so far at least, we have only got 7 known cases of this plague. That does not mean that we can relax, though, as one person who has unknowingly contracted the virus can infect many more, and it could take off like wildfire if we are not careful. As the RSL motto goes, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and this applies very well to COVID-19. All of our activities have come to a screeching halt, as have yours, no doubt, and we all sit at home contemplating our navels, trying to think of something to do that A, breaks the boredom, and B, is actually allowed. One good thing is that our repeater is handling quite a bit more traffic than usual, as members keep in touch using the method that we amateurs are very lucky to have, and which is usually described in derogatory terms by outsiders. Even the internet has stumbled here for a day earlier in the week, as every man, woman and child gave it a hammering that it just could not cope with. It all seems to be fixed now, but for nearly 24 hours it was very clunky or did not work at all. Last Friday night we held a business meeting on air. It took a bit of preparation to get it licked into a format that we felt might work, but we ended up confident that we could make it happen. I will let you know how that went next week. Following our on-air activity meeting on Friday the 3rd of April, it was decided by those present that they would like an on-air gathering every Friday night. Therefore, we repeated the exercise on Friday the 10th of April, and it went quite well also, but we only got slightly less than half of the check-ins that we had had the previous week. We played a 15-minute podcast after President Peter, VK5BE, took the roll call, and that was followed by a quiz that was organised by John, VK5DJ. The lucky winner of the toilet roll was Tim, VK5AV, with a very impressive score out of 33 questions. Well done, Tim. Thinking of a format for next week may present a bit of a challenge, but, no doubt, we will think of something. That's about all I have for you this week. The members of the Southeast Radio Group hope that we all stay healthy in these troubled times. And I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, and this is today's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, last Friday night, the FTroopNet relocated to the Link repeater system, and it was an enormous success. Lots of stations coming up, and so moving to that Link system certainly helped to spread the net a lot wider. Now, there were lots of people involved in setting up that system, and we'd like to thank them for all their hard work. It was Steve, VK5ZSW, Matt, VK5ZX, Peter, VK5JP, Dan, VK5DF, Andrew, VK5MAS, and Ross, the boss of Strictly Ham in Melbourne. And also installed in the system is the C4FM Fusion system. So, it's got digital available as well. So, it's a very, very impressive system. So, thanks to everybody that was involved in setting it up. And thanks to Peter, VK5JP, for this information. Now, despite the fact that we're all socially isolated, Northeast Radio Club's on the move again. Yep. And this time the Coffee Club or CoronaNet will be now moving to the Houghton repeater on 146.850 megahertz. from next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Yes, so get your caffeine fix next Wednesday on the Houghton Repeater at 10 a.m. and join in the fun. And next Friday, the 24th of April, the Northeast Radio Club meeting will be again on the Houghton Repeater at 7:30 p.m. And there will be a call-in from about 7 p.m. And the meeting for the night will be a lecture by Adam of VK5GA, who is a serving RAAF member. And he will be talking about his ham radio experiences and electronics, and also his experiences in his service in the RAAF, and he'll also give some reflections on Anzac Day. So there'll be a PowerPoint presentation in association with this lecture on the NERC website. So come to the meeting next Friday, the 24th of April, and it'll be from 7:30 p.m. but come up and make your presence felt at 7 p.m. So once again, it should be a very good virtual meeting. Yeah, well, that's all for this week. Yeah, that coronavirus, it won't stop us talking. So hope that you are surviving the isolation and having lots of fun with ham radio. So 73 is good, DX, and stay safe. From me, Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.